In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'd like to paint a picture or an image of the Holy Family, which of course is true to the reality of it, in order, however, to see a particular aspect of the Holy Family, which is essential for all marriages and for all families. First, the people. And the first is Saint Joseph. Pious tradition has it that when Saint Joseph was espoused to Our Lady, he was confirmed in grace, which meant that he simply did not fall into mortal sin. Some theologians think that confirmation in grace also means not falling even into venial sin. And so as a result, Saint Joseph was the perfect spouse. He would have had perfect virtue, since he never would have fallen into sin, and every action that he would have done would have been holy and just. As Scripture tells us, he was a just man. This confirmation in grace was necessary so that he could properly lead and direct our Lord and our Lady. And it would have been unsuitable or inappropriate that someone as perfect as our Lady and perfect as Christ would be directed or have to have as their spiritual head somebody who is disordered. The next is Mary. And the angel tells us at the Annunciation that she is full of grace. And this means, of course, that with grace there is also the infusion of all of the infused virtues. And so Our Lady would have had perfect virtue. She would have been the perfect spouse. It is necessary that Mary be perfect, not only so that she would be a fit tabernacle for Christ, who would be in her womb for 9 months, but so that she would be a perfect mother, and that she would bring honor to Christ. It would not be possible or suitable, again, that our Lord would have a sinful mother, because then she would misdirect and misguide her children, or her child in this particular case. Then there is Christ, who is the source of all grace and the source of every virtue. And so you cannot be the source of something unless you somehow already possess it. And in that particular case, Christ had perfect virtue. Saint Augustine defines peace as the tranquility of order. Peace is an effect of right living, of living in a virtuous life. And so if a person has perfect virtue, then he will have perfect interior peace. In like manner, in the context of the family, if there is perfect virtue, there will be perfect order, and therefore there will be peace. Saint Joseph was there for Mary and for Christ, and so it is clear that he was rightly ordered, since he always provided and protected for them, which seems to be somewhat clear in Scripture and also in tradition. Mary is perfectly submissive, according to the mode which God would so have her to be, even though Our Lady was more excellent than Saint Joseph in grace and in virtue. Nevertheless, she was submissive because it was the divine ordinance, it was the divine will. Christ, we see when he was submissive to Our Lady and Saint Joseph at the finding in the temple, it says that he was subject to them, and Christ gave them perfect honor. He is the perfect child, which I'm sure most people would be loved to have. The Holy Family, therefore, is our model for peace. If you want peace in the family, if you want a certain tranquility that comes from the order, then you must have perfect virtue. And this is why Saint Joseph is the model for all men, insofar as when they are become a husband and father, they imitate Saint Joseph, who exercised perfect virtue in the execution of his duties as father and husband. And likewise, a mother has Our Lady as the perfect virtue, as the perfect model. We also see that men can ask Our Lady to make them more of men if they lack interior self-discipline and things of this sort. And of course, the children always have Christ as the model, who, he being even above, by virtue of his divinity, he was above Our Lady and Saint Joseph in every conceivable fashion. And yet, since he had promulgated the fourth commandment, which is to honor thy father and thy mother, he honored them perfectly, and he continues to honor them to this day by Our Lady, by the virtue of the fact that he crowned Our Lady as Queen of Heaven, and by virtue of the fact that Saint Joseph takes one of the highest places in heaven. Tranquility of order. If you want peace in the house, it is only possible when each performs his own duty, leads a life of virtue and excels in Christ and in grace. To the degree that you do not do these, to that degree will your marriage lack peace, right order, and in the end, happiness. If you try to take on someone else's authority, responsibility, or if you try and take on someone else's duty, when there is not sufficient need for it, there will be disorder and conflict among the parents, and therefore it will have an effect on the children, and there will be a lack of peace. If you do not master the virtues yourself, you will cause disruption within your family due to your own selfishness, self-absorption, and your own vices. If you do not excel in grace, every other member of your family will ultimately pay the price for it. Therefore, you must seek sanctified perfection, which is excellence in grace, and the adornment of the soul of all of the virtues. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.